Water. In Utah, it's our state's lifeblood.
At the 20th annual Utah Water Summit in Provo last month, Governor Herbert introduced his Gang of Six water experts, who spent the summer gathering ideas from the public at a series of town hall meetings about water. I'm Matt Jensen.
Water, it is our challenge. It is our responsibility. It is our future.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton. I was at the Water Summit, where one of those Gang of Six experts, Warren Peterson, spoke about the future of agriculture in Utah. He quoted Tom Bingham, who was the Farm Bureau lobbyist for 25 years.
He said, I used to just go and count the number of boots under the table, and I knew how the vote was going to come out. And now there aren't any boots under the table.
I couldn't really see people's shoes from where I was standing, but I was looking out at a lot of bald heads and white hair, several ball caps, and at least two cowboy hats. But I also saw more women than I expected to see, and a lot of laptops and iPads. I felt like I was staring at the changing face, if not footwear, of water management in the state.
Some things haven't changed. Utahns pride themselves on being self-reliant and cite their pioneer heritage as the source of that pride.
If I had a nickel for every time someone at the Water Summit said, "Blossom as a rose," I'd have a pocketful. Or if I was playing another game, I would have been drunk by 9:15 in the morning.
We're going to make the desert blossom as a rose is a pretty remarkable goal. We're going to make the desert blossom as a rose. And can we continue to make the desert here blossom as a rose?
In his address, the governor made it clear that this is still the case.
We want to be a self-sufficient state where we have water, where we have food, where we have energy, have economic development.
Another reason for the continued focus on self-sufficiency is that the federal government is getting out of the water development business. Tage Flint is the head of the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District.
The federal governments show great foresight, and they were great partners for many years in helping build water projects in the state. Now, the last couple of decades, it's been apparent that the federal government is getting out of the construction business of water projects.
He's talking specifically about the Bureau of Reclamation shifting its focus.
The Bureau of Reclamation shaped the West as we know it. They took meandering rivers and straightened them into canals, and they stopped rivers in their tracks with giant concrete dams that were the great pyramids of their day. But the Bureau of Reclamation isn't funding water projects anymore. They're letting states reclaim the water infrastructure projects that defined the last century, and they're turning their focus to conservation.
Water efficiency truly becomes the next large water development project in the state. Water conservation, I think for most water managers now, becomes a water supply project.
What Tage Flint just said there is critical to understanding the change in water management. Since we can't force any more water to fall from the sky, the only way we can increase our water supply to meet the demands of a growing population is through conservation and efficiency.
Speaking of water falling from the sky, we're actually going to see more of it, according to state climatologist Robert Gillies.
We're actually getting more precipitation, we're wetter, but less of it is falling as snow, but more as rain.
That means that instead of storing our water as snow in the mountains and letting it melt and run down in the spring when we need it, it's going to come right down the mountains in fall and winter when demand is at its lowest, and it's not going to stick around until summer.
In a recent, very local study led by Tim Bardsley of Western Water Assessment, researchers figured out that every 1 degree increase in the average temperature in Salt Lake City could mean up to a 6.5% reduction in the city's water supply.
So more rain, but less water in our streams, and the third fastest growing population in the country. This is the reality facing our state, and this is why the face of water management in Utah sits in front of a computer and doesn't have much mud on his or her boots.
If history has taught us anything, it's that we have to stay ahead of the flow when it comes to water management. We have to be innovative as we anticipate what our rapid population growth and changing climate will mean for the 5 billion gallons we, the people of Utah, use every single day.
Is 5 billion gallons a lot? It sounds like a lot. I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
And I'm Matt Jensen. Thanks for listening.
5 Billion Gallons is a production of Utah Public Radio supported by Penn State Public Media's Think Outside the Pipes Radio Initiative. Thanks, Penn State.
There are places you must go to. The rain is Hollywood's on Baffin. You must cross a muddy river where love tends to you.